Yeah. So, but yeah, they got nothing going on. Ken Martin is the chair of the DNC. And if you know who Ken Martin is, you're lying. Yeah. So yeah.
I think the last time anybody cared who the DNC chair was is when it was Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And that was what, like 10, 15 years ago?
Oh yeah. And it was a big conspiracy because like they were rigging against Bernie. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the fucking titan of American politics, that powerhouse. It's like, it's a shit job. I'm just like, J.B. Pritzker is a billionaire in a family of billionaires. You think if any fucking moron from the DNC went up to him and go, Mr. Pritzker, we need you to drop out of this race now because Kamala's our candidate. You think that guy's going to give a fuck about what they said to him? That dude could fund 10 campaigns for president if he wanted to. It's like, you think if Gavin Newsom was like fucking up 15 in the primary polls, some fucking apparatchik getting paid like $22 an hour from the DNC is going to come up to him and be like, Mr. Newsom, we really need you to step aside now because it's Kamala's turn. Yeah, he's going to listen to them. It's like, fuck you. God damn it. We're going to have a primary and we're going to have a winner of that primary and it's not going to be fucking rigged.
Yeah.
And I mean, and I really don't have a horse in the race at this point. I would kind of like it to not be at this point. I'm kind of like just done with how fucking whiny and piss baby-y the internet is. So I would prefer it to not be Kamala or Newsom just because of all the temper tantrums I'm seeing online. But at this point, I don't think the temper tantrums will ever go away. So it's kind of a threat that's lost its muster with me. So like if some dark horse came flying out of nowhere, like I like Ossoff. Every time I see that guy talking, I'm like, he's doing a good job. I think Buttigieg is really cool. And I just think that if he wasn't gay and his last name wasn't Butt, I think that dude would probably be president because he's a really good
dude. I just want to point out, I never made that connection until just now.
That never
occurred to me. And you know, and I'm a white guy who grew up, you know, in the 80s. So
right, exactly. we're offensive jokes against gay people. We're totally cool.
Right, but we're normal.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man, but if he was Pete Smith, I think as a gay guy he would still have a chance. But I just don't see it. I just don't see it with the American electorate. But I would love Pritzker because I also think he's a guy that's throwing punches and like no one's like fucking like cried too much about him.
He's a scrapper and he's from Illinois and Illinois knows how to fight dirty.
Yeah.
And, but I also like him as governor, so I'm kind of torn there.
Oh yeah, I hear that. I totally hear that. Yeah, I got a friend from Minnesota and she was kind of worried about Walz having to be vice president and not being her governor anymore. So I totally understand that. Unlike my state, which is literally the fucking state where presidential losers are birthed from. Dukakis, Romney, Kerry, like our last guy that actually made it got shot in the fucking head. So, I mean, we're batting a clean, like, over forever. So, it's not gone good here in the Commonwealth, the Bay State, as it were. We suck at having people win elections, and if they win elections, they don't live very long afterwards. So,
well, actually, if this makes you feel any better, George H.W. Bush was born in Massachusetts.
That doesn't make me feel any better. Fuck that guy. Oh man. Yeah. Yeah, we don't claim him. He's not one of ours. And he wouldn't claim us either. So
John Adams and John Quincy Adams were both born in Massachusetts. And in fact, the town they were born in is now known as Quincy. I'm sure by complete coincidence.
Oh, absolutely. the Adams were pretty cool. I mean, I mean, Quincy got in from some bullshit, but John Adams, that guy.
I remember watching the movie Amistad, and they were saying that the only thing that John Quincy Adams is famous for is his middle name.
Yeah,
because he basically just rode on his dad's coattails, from what I can tell.
Here's your John Quincy Adams history lesson you never wanted, but you're going to get right now. So basically, that was the first, when he wins the presidency. That was one of those elections that got thrown to the House of Representatives, and Andrew Jackson got way more electoral votes and way more popular votes than him. So everyone was like, well, they're going to fucking give it to Jackson because he was obviously the choice. And then Henry Clay, the Speaker of the House, like fucking cut a deal with Quincy Adams and got the House to pick him, and he won. And everyone was like, well, that was horseshit. So it basically, the entire term of Adams as president was basically a 4-year campaign of Andrew Jackson basically being Donald Trump running around screaming rigged and stolen. Although, unlike Trump, he had a point. And then he wins the second tussle against Adams and then goes on to be president for 2 terms. And that's where Old Hickory came from. But the real fun is that John Quincy Adams, after losing the presidency, didn't go quietly into the night. No good. Yeah,
he became
a
congressman, didn't he?
He then went to become a congressman, and he was like a fanatical abolitionist. That dude like literally goes back into Congress and then just spends all of his days going, you know what fucking sucks? Slavery. Slavery fucking blows.
You know, it's funny because I remember reading somewhere that he only spoke one time while he was a congressman, and that was to ask if somebody could shut a window because the draft was bothering him.
Oh, I believe it, but like he was, like people knew that like he was just like, yeah, I really hate slavery, and I want to make it really clear that that's the thing that's a craw in my ointment that I'm not a fan of. So yeah, he was a pretty hardcore abolitionist, and then he died, and that was the end of it.
Yeah, I just had to look that up, and yeah, him and his dad were the only two of the first 12 presidents to not own slaves.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Boom. Take that, every other state in the Union back then. We had the only two non-slaver presidents.
And he, and Amistad, of course, was famously, about him defending somebody who had been sold into slavery. And for some reason did not like being sold into slavery and wanted to get out of it.
Weird. So weird.
Yeah.
What a strange thing to do.
And Dred Scott, I think they were the only two who ever complained about it.
If you listen to the way America wants to sanitize slavery nowadays under the Trump administration, you would believe that.
They learned useful skills.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. What's really funny about that is I remember like one of the first videos from like PragerU back before they went totally off the rails and took the mask off. They actually had like a video. It was like, what was the Civil War about? And they were like, it was about slavery. And I'm sure they've like burned that video because now they're like just fucking all in. Like,
just went in the backyard and melted the negatives.
100%. So yeah. So all of that happened, and this has been John Quincy Adams History Week, brought to you by Hellworld.
Now we just need a catchy song like Schoolhouse Rocks.
Right, yeah, we need something, but yeah. Don't worry, folks, next week we're bringing it back. It's the Babylon 5-5. So yeah, Night Watch, an analogy for fascism.
Yes.
Subtle as shit.
and it still got past the American electorate. They still went right over their heads because we're in the middle of what he was trying to warn us about right now.
Yep, exactly. But again, J. Michael Straczynski, also a fucking Kennedy kook.
Okay, love you got to let that go.
No, I can't. Fuck you, J. Michael Straczynski. Oswald Acton alone, you prick. All of you. All you old white men need to get over that shit.
I gotta look up and see what he's got to say about the new He-Man movie.
Fuck Mort Saul for fucking breaking all those people's brains. I blame him for everything. But that is such a deep cut for anyone who understood what I just said there.
It
I
took
apologize.
Me about 3 seconds because I had to mentally rewind to your Meathead? I can't remember his name. Rob Reiner.
Rob Reiner, may he rest in peace.
I almost said Ron Howard, and I was like, no, different actor turned director.
Yeah,
with a similar first name and similar hairline.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh, take that, you guys. That's the only thing I got going for me. The hairline hasn't moved an inch.
But I mean, I'm showing you like anybody else can see it, but my hairline naturally goes pretty far back. And every now and then people are like, oh, it looks like you're starting to lose your hair. And I'm like, nope, it's been like that since the day I was born.
Yeah.
That's just my hairline.
That's my hairline hasn't moved an inch. Yeah. That's,
right.
If I could trade my hairline for 30 pounds right now, I would be bald immediately. if like some angel just fell out of the sky and was like, hey, Mike, you're going to be bald.
What's funny about that is you were bald a week ago.
Yeah, exactly. That's how little I care about my hair. It's like, your hair's gone forever, but you're down 30 pounds. I'm like, sign me up. And then like the guy makes a phone call and he's like, the big guy says we can only do 25. I'm like, deal. I would take a 5 pound weight loss. That's how little I care about my hair. You are bargaining against nobody. Like literally you're bargaining against nobody. But, yeah. So anyhow, somehow we managed to make it 45 minutes before we got to Trump Jesus talk. So we did it. So here we are now, folks. Strap in. It's Trump Jesus time.
So, quick history lesson for the five people who didn't hear about this yet.
For the five people living under a rock who listen to this ultra, ultra political podcast that's in the deep weeds of Trump bullshit.
By two deeply online people.
Right, exactly. Just absolute internet brain rot people that listen to our podcast. We love you. We love you, as Elle would call you, beautiful babies. You beautiful internet brain rotted babies that are listening to us. The two of you who didn't know about the Trump Jesus story before you hit play on this thing. We're going to clue you in on this.
Yeah. So it was a Truth Social post, and I believe he was reposting someone, I think.
He was reposting something from another idiot.
Which is funny because all the most controversial stuff he has is reposts.
Yeah. And the thing that's really funny about it is like the original photo. So if you don't know, we'll do a little theater of the mind here. So basically, we have Trump as
I'm looking it up right now.
We have Trump as Christian white Jesus, where he's wearing the white flowing robe with the red cape over it, and he has light coming from one of his hands, and his other hand is anointing what appears to be a young Jeffrey Epstein, as people have described it. And there's a nurse
and there's a soldier looking up at him with fawning devotion. There's a woman praying.
There's a woman praying.
I'm going to get back to that, but.
Right. And then there's a trucker dude behind him looking at him.
George Lucas with a trucker hat on.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. So then we have George Lucas with a trucker hat on.
And there's some angels above him and an eagle and a fighter jet, maybe. I'm not even sure what that is. The Statue of Liberty.
And fireworks, but you're missing the real excitement here. The middle angel looks like a Gundam or a demon or something. Like the middle angel behind Trump is like they're supposed to be the soldiers. Like the other four guys are very obviously just like spirit soldiers.
I know. I thought maybe they were firefighters, like the 9/11 thing or something.
They all look like soldiers to me. But the middle is a Gundam, and
maybe that's supposed to be the Holy Spirit. I don't know.
Who the fuck knows what they're going there? But this is the thing that's so strange about it was people found the original art that Trump reposted. And in the original art, that guy is just another soldier. He's just like a regular soldier, like the other four guys in the picture. But like someone on Trump's team fucking took that picture, the Trump Jesus photo.
Yeah. I just looked it up and I see what you're talking about. Yeah. They all five of them look similar in the original.
Right. And then somehow weirdly in the Trump thing, the fifth guy, someone called him Sauron from Lord of the Rings. They like ran it through some sort of AI slop like filter, and the AI slop filter like just transformed the middle soldier dude into robot demon Sauron.
I was about to say that Sauron doesn't have wings, but then suddenly I remember the 75 years of do Balrogs have wings argument. I'm bowing out.
Right. So Sauron may have wings for all we know. Yeah. Yes. So this happens. So Trump posts this thing. People get very upset because it's fucking blasphemy. That's basically
straight up. Yeah. it's idolatry. There's a commandment about this.
Right. Exactly. Literally. This is again, according to Christians, according to your holy book, this is an affront against God. This is literally something that would make God cry. And Trump is doing it. Trump is doing a bad thing to make God not happy. And QAnon, because they do nothing but carry water for Trump, decided to go down this psychotic rabbit hole of explaining that this wasn't actually blasphemy. And people started doing all this bullshit where they were saying, oh, he's it's not Jesus, which, again, you're lying. You're lying in the most unbelievable ways possible.
It is the classic Western depiction of Jesus, the white robes with the red vestment or whatever it is over it.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's Jesus. It's fucking Jesus.
I mean, like, I looked at it having gone to Catholic school for most of my childhood and immediately said, oh, that's Trump is Jesus. Like, right. I didn't even stop to interpret it. It was boom, right in my face.
Yeah. And so basically all these people are like, if you look at the Bible, Jesus is never dressed that way. And they started doing this whole thing where they were claiming this was actually an attack on the Pope, which obviously is really good. Attacking the head of a fucking religious denomination is so much better than attacking Jesus Christ.
I will say, since QAnon, I'm assuming, is mostly evangelical and or Protestant, attacking the Pope is actually a pretty safe move for them because they do not like Catholics at all.
Oh, of course. Fucking of course. Yeah, so, yeah, and then I saw people talking about how, David Axelrod met up with Pope Leo, and then, Pope Leo came out with this stuff about how he wasn't really cool with the Iran war, and they started talking about how this was an Illuminati plot to try to make, try to sow division between Catholics and Trump. And if that was the case, then Trump steps on the rake by making a big tweet about how he fucking hates the Pope and the Pope's a big piece of shit and go fuck that guy. Which,
and by total coincidence, I was reading a textbook and it mentioned that Trump got 53% of the Catholic vote. So it's not like he had them locked in or anything.